Test this and see if it works. Can you hear me?
All right. Good morning, family. How are the saints of God this morning? Is everyone okay? Huh? Are you rejoicing in the day of the Lord? Are you rejoicing in God's blessing? I just hope everybody was blessed this week. Was everybody blessed this week? Who received a lot this week? I believe everybody received a lot, right? Because if we are here, it's because God's grace was with us during this week. Amen? And I always say the most important thing for us is not money, it's not materialistic things, it is the life that God gives us, and it's also health that God gives to all of us. Amen? Before we get into the message this morning, I would like to ask, how many leaders of the church are here this morning? I want to see your hands. Leaders, okay? Leaders of the church. Every time I ask this question, there is only a few that normally raise their hands. Is it because we don't understand yet what a leader is? I was actually expecting for everyone, okay? Every single one to raise their hand. How about if we do it now? How many leaders are here? Because believe it or not, God has called every one of us to be his servant. Yes or no? Yes. Amen? We are God's servant. And it doesn't matter if you have been appointed by the church or if you have been nominated by the church to be a head of a department, you're still a leader of the church. Amen? Because that's what God has called you for, to serve his church. It is my intention that everyone recognize that. And it is my intention that if God has given you a gift, if God has given you a talent, it is my intention for you to use that talent for his honor and glory. Amen? Amen. I'm actually planning a day that all the leaders, and now I would like to ask the next question. How many head of departments or directors of department or ministries are here? Okay, we have a few. My intention is, and I'm planning a day that we could actually come together to do an evaluation. The year is almost over, and I know God has blessed this church. Amen? Amen. God has blessed this church because I know this church hasn't been with a pastor for a while. And I don't know if you noticed, but in the bulletin, who has the bulletin? I don't know if you noticed, but it is official. Huh? It's official that the Santa Clara, or the San Jose, I'm sorry, the San Jose Central Church. I expressed the same thing last Sabbath with the other church too. It is official that the San Jose Central Church has a pastor. Amen? And you see my information there, and I will encourage all of you that if you need me, I'm available to you. Okay? I know I told Andrew one experience that I had, okay, that when I expressed this one time, everybody used to call me at midnight, at 3, at 4, at 5 in the morning. Pastor, pray for me. I have a headache. I couldn't sleep. I don't want to encourage you to do that because I need to get my sleep. But yes, if you are in need of a pastor to visit you, to pray for you, to visit someone that you know that is in need, please do so. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to be your friend, as I expressed to you last time. If you're in great need, I'm available. And I hope you do the same for me. I know Andrew was the first one that offered himself. That if I need someone, he will be the first one. And I will take that in account. Nevertheless, as a pastor, I would like to not only to encourage you to serve God, but if any department of any ministry within the church needs support, need training, I'm available. And I would like to make that day official. I will have to talk and see, like, you know, what activities we do have during the weeks, especially the Sabbath and things like that, because I know for sure that during the Sabbath is when I could have everybody. Okay? So I'm planning to do something like that. And I would like to also encourage those that are not working in any department, but would like to offer, okay, your gift or your talents to the service of the Lord. I would like to encourage you to either give me a call, text me, send me an email, talk to the elders. We have elders here. Let them know that you want to work for God. Amen? There is nothing more rejoiceful and blessing to in the church than to have everybody working for God. And that's what God wants. And that's what the mission of the church is. That all together, as a one body, because together we could accomplish more. Together we could actually fulfill God's mission for the church. And nevertheless, most of you know also that my wife is actually a minister too. You know, God gave her that talent. God not only gave her the talent, but that opportunity to study for it, to train herself for it, to equip herself for it. And she's also available for you. She's also available for any ministry that we have in the church. So I just want to encourage everybody to do that, okay? As a new year comes, I would love for all of you not only to be part of this church, but to be part of the team that is working so that all this community will get to know Jesus as their Savior. Amen? Amen. So if you are one of those that is not working right now and would like to talk to me about it and would like to be involved, I mean, we have a lot of ministries in the church. Yes or no? Yes. And we need a lot of help. Yes. We need a lot of support. Yes. God needs you. The church needs you. Okay? So please, I encourage you once again to do that. After said that, let's just go back now and see what the Lord has to say for us this morning. But before we do that, let's just bow our heads and ask the Holy Spirit to lead us this morning. Our Heavenly Father, once again, we want to thank you for letting us be here today. Thank you for this beautiful Sabbath. Thank you, Lord, now for the word that we're going to share with you, with all my brothers and sisters this morning. I would like to ask for you to anoint my lips, that everything that I say, it comes from you. It comes from heaven. In Jesus we pray. Amen. During this time of year, I know that everyone is accustomed to receiving. Yes or no? Huh? We like to receive presents. Yes or no? We like to receive gifts. Yes, we do love to receive presents or gifts. I still remember that excitement, that joy, that anticipation, that experience on every Christmas during my childhood. I could hardly sleep because I knew there would be something great waiting for me there under the tree. Those feelings were so strong that I can still sense exactly how I felt. I remember on Christmas morning, leaping, jumping out of bed, going downstairs to see what mom and dad had for me. My brothers and sisters, what do you ask in Christmas? Or what do you expect to receive in Christmas? You see, during this year and like other years, millions of people, both children, adults, will or had open gifts. Some won't fit. Some will be the wrong color. Many will be returned or exchanged. But there is one gift that meets everyone's needs. One gift that will never left you out. One gift that will never break or will need repair. A gift that is appropriate for a small child. A gift that is appropriate for a teenager or an adult, boy or girl, man or woman. It makes no difference. The gift we all need, the most valuable gift of all, the greatest gift ever given to us from our Father God is Jesus. How many said amen? That is our greatest gift. Our greatest gift is Jesus. How many of you are parents here? Parents, your greatest gift to your children is in a few boxes or gift wrapped in colored paper that you give to your children on Christmas Day or during their birthday. The most valuable thing you can offer to your children is your relationship, is your love and care, is your time and attention, your commitment to always be there for them. Everything else, believe it or not, flows from that. In the same way, God's greatest gift for all of us is for us to have a relationship with Jesus, His Son. The real message of Christmas is not the gift that we give to each other. Rather, it is a reminder of the gift, that great gift that God has given to each of us. It is the only gift that truly keeps on giving. So I want this morning to point out a few things about this great gift. First of all, this great gift, it is a surprising gift to all of us. Yes or no? When Christmas rolls around, you often try to figure it out if certain people have bought something for you. Maybe you already know what it is. Because maybe the person that is giving that gift to you didn't hide it well enough that you figured out what it is. But when the day comes and you open the present, you have to pretend you are surprised. Yet all along you knew what it was. God's gift to us, however, was a complete surprise. It was not expected, and as you examine it more carefully, you realize how surprising this great gift is to you. Until these days, my brothers and sisters, men or humanity do not understand why God the Father will give this great gift to all of us. For the Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have lasting life. In case you missed it, why is this surprising to us? The Apostle Paul reinstates this in the following way in Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Did you miss that? Why is this gift surprising to us? To us sinners? Why do we deserve this gift? Isn't that surprising to you and me? Why will God do such a thing? Why will God give His only Son for you and me? Why will Jesus come to our rescue? Why will Jesus die in the cross for you and me? Jesus didn't deserve to die. It was you and me that deserved to die. Isn't that gift surprising to you? It is so surprising, my brothers and sisters. So Jesus, the greatest gift to you and me from our Father God, is a surprising gift. Surprising because God loves us, He loves us so much. In this way, 1 John 4:9, it says, in this way, He manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. And it is in Jesus. Jesus is life to you and me. Secondly, I want to point out that this great gift comes to us in the humblest of wrapping. What would you think if you saw a gift, maybe under your tree or maybe on your table, or maybe someone give you a gift wrapped in newspaper? What would you think about the gift? Maybe if you're a wife, you will think that it was your spouse that wrapped the gift. At first, you will probably assume that it's probably a joke from someone. It's someone that is playing with you. But think about God's greatest gift to us. Jesus was not born in a palace of gold. He was born in a manger. That's what the Bible said. Many associate a manger with a stable, a place where the animals are kept. For the Bible says in Luke 2:17 that Mary gave birth to His firstborn, a son, and she wrapped Him in clothes and placed Him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. But my beloved, even though Jesus was not born in the greatest conditions, let me tell you that still He is the Son of the Most High. The one to receive the throne of David. The one whose kingdom will never end. The one to be called holy. The Son of God. You see, it doesn't matter the conditions of Jesus born, because these things do not in any way diminish the story of Christ's birth. If anything, they help us realize the great sacrifice that God made for all of us. Jesus, the greatest gift, come to you in any condition that you may be found. If you are alone, Jesus will keep you company. If you need to be carried, Jesus will carry you. If you are naked, Jesus will cover you. If you are hungry, Jesus will feed you. If you are homeless, Jesus will give you shelter. If you can resolve a problem, Jesus will give you that solution. If you are sick, Jesus will give you a cure. But most importantly, if you die, Jesus will give you life. So God's greatest gift to humanity, the ultimate gift of eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ, came in the simplest and humblest of wrapping. The third thing that I want to point out about this great gift is that we don't deserve it. A Christmas, a birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, and so on, we give gift to those who we care about, who have been kind to us, the one who deserve it, or who have given a gift to us, and in return, we would like to return the favor to them. We don't give gifts to the person who has been slandering our name, or to the angry neighbor who had never had a kind word to say to us. Yet God gave us His gift when we were His enemy. Amen? God gave that great gift to us even though we are His enemy. How wonderful, my brothers and sisters, is God's love to all of us. He didn't give this gift to us because we deserve it. In fact, it was just the opposite. For the Bible tells us in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for you and me. My beloved, you and me do not deserve God's greatest gift, but yet the only thing we need to do is to receive, to accept this gift that God our Father has given to us. And the last thing that I want to point out about this great gift is that this great gift tells us something about the giver. When you want to give someone a gift, you start thinking about ahead of time. Hopefully, you try to find what the person wants or needs. When God decided to give us the gift of eternal life, it wasn't something that he just thought right on the moment, in other words. Long before, there was a town called Bethlehem, a garden called Eden, and a planet called Earth. A decision was made in eternity that God will send forth His Son, born of a woman made under the law to redeem those that are under the law. The scripture, my beloved, says that He was slain from the foundation of the world. Make no mistakes about it. This great gift that God has given to us was the most sacrificial gift that we have possibly received. What does this gift tell about the giver? What do you think? Does God love us unconditionally? That's what I know for sure about the giver of the gift. That God loves me no matter what. That God cares for me no matter what. No matter if I love Him, He still loves me. Amen? No matter if you don't love God, no matter if you don't have a relationship with Him, He still loves you, and He still wants a relationship with you. God is always there for you. He didn't give you this gift because he wanted it for you to have. He didn't give this gift for you because he knew you deserve it. No, he gave this gift for you because he wants to give you eternal life. God knows that without Jesus, we are nobodies. God knows that without Jesus, we can receive eternal life. God knows that without Jesus, we won't be able to be in heaven. And that's why God gave this great gift to you and to me, because he wants you to live eternally. Amen? And that is what God is all about, my beloved. God wants to be your God forever. Amen? And I don't know about you, but at least I want to be his son forever too. The greatest gift from God must be received. It is available to everyone. But God doesn't force it on anyone. We have to receive it. We have to take the pack. We have to take that package and open the box and accept it as our own. We each have to make the decision to receive Jesus Christ into our life. Maybe you already did. Maybe you had already received Jesus. Maybe you had already received that greatest gift from God, but maybe lately it has been sitting on the shelf. You've been too busy or too distracted or too hurting to give Christ the time and attention that he deserves. Or maybe for you the gift is still under the tree. Maybe for you the gift is still on the table and it's waiting for you to be unwrapped. And it's ready for you to give you blessings in your life. My appeal to you this morning, my brothers and sisters, don't leave Christ on the shelf. Don't leave him under the tree. Take him into your heart and into your life. And even today, take Jesus, because Jesus is available to you. The greatest gift from God has a tag with your name on it. What better day than today to renew your commitment to God? What better day than today to receive Jesus in your life? It is time to renew our life with a new relationship with Jesus Christ. It is the time for you to make the commitment. It is the time for you to start that relationship with Jesus Christ. Maybe that relationship wasn't the best during this year. But guess what? That greater gift is still there for you. And it is time for you to take it. And it is time for you to start building that relationship with Jesus Christ, so that as the new year begins, what better than to start a new year with Jesus in your life?
Shall we stand? Mm-hmm. whose rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, you need a Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips the solid.
Father, once again, we want to thank you for that great gift that you have given to us. Lord, let Jesus be the perfect gift that fit in our hearts. And let all of us receive that gift for eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.